From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it is indeed. Happy Friday. Mr. Lee, you're looking extra happy this afternoon.
I certainly am. Hello to you, Jay. Hello to the listeners. Yes, I am actually happy because it's Friday. I've got the weekend off. I've got a great little Christmas party tonight on, which I'm looking forward to with some friends that we haven't caught up for a little while. So it's going to be a good day.
Are you going as an elf?
No.
Are you wearing something Christmassy? Please tell me you've got like a nice little Christmas shirt or something to wear. I'm wearing a Christmas shirt next week, by the way. So I'll be decked out.
Yes, okay. Yes. Well, I'll find something then and see if I can, because I actually don't have a Christmas shirt. And we actually had our Tamworth staff Christmas party last Monday night, and we had to wear a Christmas shirt. And because, yes, I did forget to go get something, I just wore a red shirt. So I just went, oh, that's close enough to
you
be
party
Christmassy.
Pooper. You're the boss, Mr. Yeah. Lee. You've got to dress up. You've got to lead by example.
Well, I should have dressed up as Santa or something. That would have been good, wouldn't it?
Oh, you should have. Now, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, Mr. Lee. Now, you just told me about your Christmas party. Where was my freaking invite? Yeah, exactly. Where was it?
You never replied. I sent it. I sent it.
Let me just have a look.
By snail mail.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. So it's still on the way, is it? That's good to know.
Yes, it is. It may have went via China or somewhere.
Maybe next year, Mr. Lee. Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. I'm so sorry. I completely forgot to send it to you. And you're part of the team. So sorry.
Oh, no. Well, I don't feel like I'm part of the team. I feel like I'm a little bit left out at the moment. I'm feeling a little bit raw. And I have noticed too, Mr. Lee, we tend to wear the same shirts every week. Have you noticed that? Like you're in the blue, I'm in the black. We don't really mix it up, do we? We've got to do something with our fashion here.
Yeah, we do have the same. And it's funny because I think this is, it just feels comfortable. And yeah, this is actually an old work shirt from many years ago when I used to work at a different company. So I don't know.
I'm seeing 10 there. Yes, that's right. I guess we're not really being seen, are we? So we can kind of wear whatever we want. I mean, for all correct. Everyone knows, we won't be wearing any pants right now.
I just will note, I am. Okay? I am.
And I can vouch that he is wearing pants, yes.
Yeah, thank you. And I can vouch for you as well. Just it's not that type of podcast.
Any thoughts? Well, you know what? We are getting in the spirit of Christmas, aren't we, Mr. Lee, this week? Although we're not dressed like it. But we're getting ready to wind down for the year. But there's still some more great movies to come, and we'll take a look at those soon. We'll go around the world with our top fives. Some big stuff coming up at the Forum 6, 90 and 5 cinemas as well, and a massive movie on the way next week to see out what's been an incredible year of films, 2024. We'll talk about that shortly. Let's get into new movies for this week, Mr. Lee, and it all starts off with Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah. Now, before we actually listen to the trailer, Jay, this is such a great marketing ploy that this studio has done. They've released the first 8 minutes, which I know I talked on podcasts before about this, but how good is that? Because you watch that first 8 minutes, it sucks you straight in and you go, I want to see this movie. I want to see why and how come he is this Kraven the Hunter. I think it is one of the most better things to do in marketing than, you know, doing all these social media things and all that. You know, if you release 8 minutes of a movie, that's what's going to draw people to the movie, isn't it?
Well, you think about it. I mean, when you do watch the movie and you see that 8 minutes pop up again, you can hop on your phone, can't you? Sorry, Mr. Lee. Let's play the trailer.
My son, we are hunters. The greatest the world has ever known.
Охотник до сказки.
К
Каждый из сказки есть правда.
Who's next?
I heard the noise of thunder.
Are you like your father? A gangster? A killer?
And I heard a voice. And behold. Hell followed with him.
There's a man going round taking names.
My son.
And he decides who to free and who to blame.
There's an animal stronger than you can imagine.
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
Tell me about this hunter.
Some are born and some are dying.
Once you're on his list, there's only one way off.
When the man comes around. When the man comes around. It's unjust.
You think you have some kind of honor? Some kind of code?
It'll be unjust.
You're just another man.
Whoever is righteous.
Hunting for a trophy.
Let him be righteous too.
Just like our father.
When the man comes around. When the man comes around.
Embrace who you really are, son. And you will become a legend.
When the man comes around.
Oh,
just when the man comes around.
Blew my headphones off, Mr. Lee. That was epic.
Isn't it? It is. And if we had vision, if we could let people see it, it is just incredible. And as I said, that first 8 minutes of the movie, the opening scene where you see what Craven gets up to, it does. It is just such a great draw card to this movie. Now, this is set in the Sony's Spider-Man universe. And it's in the same universe as Venom. Venom, Let Be the Carnage, Morbius, Silver Sable, The Black Cat, Nightwatch, Jackpot, Silk, and Madame Web. So this is in that same part because it is a Marvel film. And it was created by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko, which... Stan Lee, what can we say? Incredible man who could do all this. Yeah. So we're very lucky.
Are you happy with the cast, Mr. Lee? Because obviously Aaron Taylor Johnson, Rusty is in this one as well.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the humans, people, are going to enjoy Aaron Taylor Johnson because of his six pack.
Humans?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to involve everybody because it doesn't matter who you are, they are real. Apparently, he did put a lot of hours in at the gym, and I think the women are going to love the six-pack. So he is apparently going to be the new James Bond as well. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes down that track.
Yeah, he's one to watch, definitely. Now, Lord of the Rings, were you a fan of the franchise? Do you enjoy the Hobbits and, yeah?
Well, can I say I watched the first three Lord of the Rings movies and it was incredible. Back then when that came out, they were 12 months apart. Every Boxing Day for 3 years, we had this massive movie. And I can remember, because it was at the Regent days when I was there, and we had one guy who bought a ticket to every session of Lord of the Rings on Boxing Day.
Every session?
Every session. And we used to have to ask him to leave the cinema so we could clean it. Anyway, he said, oh, I've got a ticket to the next session. Actually, I've got a ticket to all sessions today. And we went, oh, really? And he ended up helping us clean the cinema and everything. He was really good. He was. So I did watch the first three. I didn't get into The Hobbits. I wasn't a massive fan of a Hobbit. I don't know why, because I did try to watch The Hobbit, but I still would like to go to Hobbit Town in New Zealand and check it out. I think that'd be interesting. How'd you go? Did you watch Lord of the Rings?
I did. Yeah. I did a lot of that, just kind of watching it back in high school and things like that as well. That was kind of what
you watch
when you had a sub. When they wheeled the TV out, you know, it's going to be Lord of the Rings Day. What I remember was they were such long movies, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were so long. And this one's no different. It's 149 minutes, this one. So it's a long time. You know what? When they're good, they go quick.
They do, because you just latch to what's happening. I love the soundtrack of Lord of the Rings too. Always been a fan of the soundtrack. Yeah. The music's just sucks you in with the soundtrack. Yeah. The strings and the flute. So this is the new one. What's it called, Miss Lee? It's called War of the What?
Is it Rahirim?
Rahim? I think. Yeah.
Rahim?
Rahim? Rahim, yeah.
Did you know I didn't practice that? So that's why you asked me.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not surprised you didn't practice it, because you don't practice anything. So this was never going to catch you by surprise. It was always going to – this is how it was always going to go. I'm sure you and I have, over the many years, we've always dissected – I'm sure we've dissected many Lord of the Rings films, but this is one that's definitely got you by the tongue, Mr. Lee.
It certainly has.
Fantasy, action, and this one sounds pretty awesome too. Should we check out the trailer?
I think we should.
Years before that.
Riders of the Mark! Brothers of Rohan!
There was an older tale.
Arise!
We come with an offer to strengthen Rohan.
Hera, daughter of Helm, I, Wolf, seek your hand in marriage.
Our fathers speak as if I were not even in the room.
I do not want to marry you.
You do not seek an alliance. You seek a throne. You will live to regret this, old man. He's dead. You will pay for this with your life.
The boy I knew would never wish for war.
The boy you knew is gone.
Fire!
There's so many of them.
To fight for my king.
You know nothing of war.
I'm the fastest rider you have.
People need hope, Hera. Something to believe in.
My pride. My joy. You could rule the world.
You think I am afraid of you?
You should be.
What does Mordor want with rings?
Great to see Miranda Otto coming back in this Lord of the Rings, Mr. Lee.
Certainly is. She's actually reprised her role as... Is it Erwin? Anyway, she's reprised her role from the original Lord of the Rings series. Now, this is the 6th animated adaptation of Middle Earth. It all started back from 1966 right through to now. So it's good that they've actually made them. And I have to say, to think this is set 183 years before the original Lord of the Rings as well. So that's a long time before, isn't it?
183 years, yeah, it's a very long time before it. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing how that went. What are you laughing at? You were probably around then too, so it wouldn't surprise me.
I was waiting for. That's what I was laughing at, because I thought I gave you a great line and you didn't take it.
Yeah, but I can't work with 183 years, Mr. Lee. That's just not possible. Yeah, we've got to be realistic here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you were around 183 years ago, you're looking pretty good for 183 years, Mr. Lee. That's all I can say.
Now, that probably explains why I have no hair then if I'm 183 years old,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, that's right, yes. Yeah, you said it yourself. Okay, Mr. Lee, what's also screening at the 4 of 6 and Odeon 5 this week?
We've got The Gladiator 2, we've got Heretic, we've got Lee, Moana 2, Red 1, which I caught up with at our Christmas party. Now, I'm not going to throw this in your face again, JT, but at the Christmas party we were watching movies. Yes, we do watch movies on our Christmas party. We also did other things too. We actually did an amazing race, but anyway, that's another story. It was fantastic. Anyway, I caught up with Red 1, and I actually really enjoyed it. The Rock was really good, and J.K. Simmons, the Santa, he was so believable. He was really good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your movie, Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
I really am. Not.
Also, Wicked, The Wild Robot, and Venom, The Last Dance are all playing this week at the Forum 6 or the Odeon 5 in Orange.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Yes, and Mr. Lee, you get to go first this week. Aren't you lucky?
Yes, I am. And I made sure they were really easy movies too. So we're actually off to Poland. Wait until you see what you've got to say. But anyway, we're off to Poland. And our top five for that area is number five, Inside Out 2. Number four is Good Rich, which is a new Andrew Keaton movie. Number three is A Real Pain. Number two is Long Legs. And number one for Poland... Moana 2.
For a second week straight. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not for Poland, but it's number one up there. So let's see whether or not Moana 2 can make it to the top in USA. Because number five is Red 1, as Mr. Lee had just spoken about. Number four is Pushpa, The Rule Part 2. Great to see a Bollywood film making the five, isn't
yes.
it? That's very impressive.
It
very
is.
Impressive. Because it takes a lot to make the top five. It's, one of the best ones get in here. Yep. Number three is Gladiator 2. Number two is Wicked. And number one for the USA... It is Moana 2. There you go.
Well done. Now off to Australia top five. Number five is JT's favourite, Andre Rieu's 2024 concert. Why are you looking at me like that for?
Well, I don't know why you keep saying it's my favourite. I mean,
it is because you bag it out. So I know it's your favourite.
I don't bag
deep
it
down.
Out. I don't not like it.
You love it.
Of course I love it. He's a very talented man. He just helps me sleep. Okay, what's number four, Mr.
Four. Number four is Gladiator 2. Number three is Pushpa, The Rule Part 2, which is great for Australia to have a Bollywood movie as well as the US. Number two is Wicked, and number one for Australia. Moana 2.
Well, there you go. We'll give him a pause on that one. Give him a leg up. That's right. Moana 2, that's three straight. So, very, very good. Again, come back for, what was it, last week, surprisingly. Great to see Wicked still number two, and that was what we predicted.
Yes.
It's going to probably stand that way for a little while. Although, I think there is a movie coming next week that could very well play
knock
some havoc
with
these top two. Great to see Moana's doing big things. And as we mentioned last week, for an animated film, the grossing it had in its opening weekend was huge. So not surprisingly, we're seeing it there. Mr. Lee, let's do some news. This week, it was great to hear that the actor nominees have been announced. That is the AACTA nominations for the awards. And this is happening in Feb next year.
Yeah, and it's so good because one of our favourite movies from this year...
Oh, sorry, I will point out too. I had this... Did have some, I had, completely forgot.
Oh, that's so nice.
Do you like that?
Oh,
yeah,
wow. I've got too far into it. I love it.
I'll keep it going now, all right, while you talk about it.
Oh, okay. Righto. Well, for Best Picture nominee for the actors, we've got Better Man, which has already opened in the UK, and that's the story of Robbie Williams told by a monkey, which there is a reason why that is. Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, How to Make Gravy, Late Night with the Devil, Memoir of a Snail, and our favourite, because hopefully one day we'll get on the movie, Runt.
Yeah, well done to John Sheedy and Lily Latour.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
And Jack, that was a really good movie. And it is great to see them being recognised in the Best Picture category, because that's the one you want to win, isn't it? That's the top gong. Yes. At the actors. Yeah. And she'll point out too, actors is for Aussies. It's like the Aussie version of the Oscars, the Academy Awards, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Not as big, correct.
But yeah.
Yeah. Which is so good. And like, there's a whole heap of different categories. There's TV categories, there's movie categories, which is really good. Now, we've also got a lead actors nominees. We've got Eric Banner for Force of Nature, The Dry 2, David Dastromilshi for Late Night with the Devil, John O. Davis for Better Man, Daniel Henshaw for How to Make Gravy, Guy Pearce for The Convert, and Cody Smith McPhee for Memoir of a Snail, which I will point out that Orange, the 8 in 5, is getting that movie soon.
Yes, I remember so, which spoke is really good. That. Yeah, who do you think should win it there?
You know what? I'm going to either predict Eric Banner or John O. Davis. I reckon those two.
You have to think it was both those. They're international films as well. So
yeah. They are.
That's big.
And The Dry, The Force of Nature, The Dry 2, it was incredible, that movie. It was huge. Lead actress, we've got Laura Gordon for Late Night with the Devil, Sarah Snook, I should say, Memoir of a Snail, Anna Taylor-Joy for Furiosa, The Mad Max Saga, Phoebe Tonkin for Kid Snow, Anna Torvey for Force of Nature, The Dry 2, and Jacqueline Van Beek for Audrey. So I don't know about Audrey. I haven't heard of that one yet. So, that'll be interesting to see when that comes out. So, yeah, there I have no idea. I know Sarah Snook is a great actress. She's brilliant. She's so good.
And there have been raps.
I can't pick that.
Memoir of a Snail. This is one we played the trailer for quickly the other week. And, I really liked what I saw on that one. So, that is a tough category. Now, Miss Lee, also as well, the Golden Globes, they have also announced their nominees. Now, this is happening a bit sooner, just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, this is on January 6th. And this is another one that has many categories. And when they have a category, it might be just for musical or comedy. It might be just drama and romance. Like, they have so many different categories. But Best Motion Picture in Drama is a complete unknown, which we're getting in January. Conclave, which is in January. Dune Part 2, which is very interesting because Dune Part 3 they're actually making right now as we speak. Nicola Boys and September 5, which is very interesting because we get that next month, and The Brutalists. So it'll be interesting to see what gets that in drama for the Best Motion Picture Golden Globe.
What is interesting about all those movies, we haven't seen them, which is...
No.
That is interesting because, we're kind of behind the eight ball. It's hard to say which movie's going to win when you haven't seen it. So, that's exciting with these movies to know that in 2025, with these ones coming out, there's some good stuff hitting our screens.
Oh, absolutely. And, when the BAFTAs get nominated, which is soon as well, whatever happens in the BAFTAs, the SAG Awards, I said this is the best season, is awards season when we get all these things. When the Oscars are announced, it's always a great week. I just love all these weeks when we have all these nominations broadcast, because it's just so good. We're very lucky as well.
Yes, yeah. And we will have a special episode early in the new year to cover off on some of these award ceremonies. And Mr. Lee and I will place our bets. And when we do,
No, we're not doing that again.
We will make a bet that is, for me, achievable if I happen to lose, because I know I will. But you always get the good song, you get the score.
That's not gonna get me one point.
That's not gonna keep my clothes on, Mr. Lee, or do it from doing a nudie run. So yeah, which no one wants to see. But anyway, we will place our bets next year. The best performance by a male actor in a motion picture, with musical or comedy, Gabrielle LaBelle from Saturday Night, Glenn Powell from Hitman, Hugh Grant, our boy, in Hereditary, his creepiest role yet. Jesse Einberg, A Real Pain. Jesse Plemons in Kinds of Kindness. And Sebastian Stan, this movie, A Different Man.
Which is really interesting. And then for the same drama for a lead in female, we've got Angelina Jolie for Maria. We've got Fernando Torres for I'm Still Here. Kate Winslet for Lee. How cool is that?
That's great. I hope she sweeps the floor, which would be good.
I hope so too, because she was absolutely brilliant in that. And it was her baby. Like, she worked on that for 9 years, as we've talked about in the past. So I hope so. Then we have Nicole Kidman in Baby Girl. Pamela Anderson in Last Showgirl.
Oh, Pammy's
and
back.
And Tilda Swinton for The Room Next Door. So, yeah.
Keep an eye out for that. That is for the Golden Globes. And, yeah, we'll find out very soon who the winners are. Only a few weeks to go now. Let's go around the screens and see what's happening at the Odeon 5 and the Forum 6 cinemas as we head towards Christmas. Have you guys got the Christmas tree up yet, Mr. Lee, in the foyer?
We have. And I forgot to show you the picture, because I actually had a photo taken. And so that was our Christmas party, which it's a bit hard to show you from there, but anyway, here, I had a great photo.
I'm trying to see over the desk, Mr. Lee. It's a little bit hard. You'll have to.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'll have to show you after. Yeah, so it is actually a good photo of me in front of the Christmas tree with heaps and heaps of lights flashing on the Christmas tree.
Oh, my God. Is that your Christmas card for me this year, is it? With you on the front of it, in front of its Christmas tree.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm looking forward to that. Guess where that's going? In the bin. Okay, let's. Don't waste your time, Mr. Lee. No, I'll give it to my nan. She'll appreciate it. She's got a
say. That's probably, she would. Yeah, she would. Now, at the 80 and 5, as we were saying just before, Memoir of Snail, that's on December 15, and it's part of the Orange Film Festival, Film Society. And it's set in 1970s Australia. And then Wagga and Tamworth are a little quieter.
Not much going on.
They'll be getting things.
I mean, Grant Lee hasn't been here to plan anything. He's been on holidays, so that's right. It's cricket.
That took a lot of planning.
Let me just find the crickets for you. There you go. That's what's happening with your calendar at the moment. That's long you spent putting up the Christmas tree.
Yeah, it is. It is.
No, but that's cool, because you guys have got colouring stuff going on there as well and whatnot.
Yeah,
so
there's colouring sheets you can download from all our websites, from Moana 2 and Wicked and many more. So do that.
I am going to do one this weekend for you, Mr. Lee, okay? I'm going to print it off and I will colour it in and I will show it to you next week.
Just make sure you keep in the lines, okay?
I will do that. Do I get a prize? Is there a prize up for grabs? Because I'd love to win something. What do you got?
Well, you know what? I'll give you a Choc Top. How's that? And I know Boysenberry is your favourite. So
it's too good for me. No, it's just like vanilla. I'm playing vanilla kind of guy, you know. Yeah, it's just vanilla.
Oh, God, you're just so plain, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I am plain, yeah. But you know what? They're tasty. Okay, so that's what's happening around the screens. Next week, I cannot wait for this movie, and I'm sure every Lion King fan out there has been hanging on for December to see Mufasa.
A Lion King, that this is going to be incredible. And you know what? They're actually releasing this at a really good time, because this is the week before Boxing Day. And, you know, when you want to, you know, send the kids to the movies to watch something so mum and dad can go Christmas shopping and do all those sort of things, it is such a good movie. We all love The Lion King. And this is the story about Mufasa.
So what can you tell us about the movie and what to expect? I mean, I've heard there's flashbacks, and it's told.
Yes, there is
it's
flashbacks.
It's told by Rafiki throughout the movie. That's what I know.
Correct. And because Mufasa is an orphan cub. He was lost and he was all alone. Until then, he found out that he was part of the royal bloodline.
This is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. And it could be said, maybe they've saved the best for last.
Yeah, I agree. I think this, everyone loves Lion King. Mm. It doesn't matter who you are. You know the story of the Lion King. We all know what happened to Mufasa because of his evil brother. Mm. And so I think going and doing a prequel about Mufasa, so we know more about his story. I think it's a great thing that Disney have done, and it keeps the franchise going.
Great in time for the school holidays too, because they're about to start next week. So, yeah, and Jesus, some good movies to see these holidays, isn't there? If you've kind of been sort of saving up your cash to go to the movies, some of your pennies, geez, where do you start? Because I could pick five movies you could go see right now. So,
correct. And then don't forget, Boxing Day, we've got Sonic the Hedgehog 3. So, and that's going to be massive. Sonic,
and then,
Sonic is
New
huge.
Year's Day, Paddington in Peru. So, it'll be a busy few weeks for you, Mr. Lee.
It certainly is.
Glad you had your holiday in advance. It. Oh, no more holiday time for you. No more holiday time for you.
I need a holiday after.
Jeez, here we go again. Jeez. You're a hard worker, Mr. Lee. Not that hard.
I am.
Okay. Our Talk with Flickster is back on Wednesday at midday. We send one of our listeners along to see a movie for us. They get to come on, give us their thoughts, give us a review. You can do your five chalky tops, how much you give the score to the film. And this coming Wednesday, what are we checking out?
Yeah, we've given our Talking Flickster this week an option of whether they want to watch Kraven or Lord of the Rings. So it'll be interesting. So it's going to be a big surprise for everyone to find out what we'll be reviewing for Wednesday's podcast.
What's it going to be? Come on, tell me.
I reckon it's going to be, don't tell anyone, but I think it's going to be Lord of the Rings. But
you reckon?
Don't say anything.
Not Kraven.
Yeah.
No, okay.
I don't know. I think it might be Lord of the Rings.
I won't tell anyone. All right, we'll keep that a secret.
No, don't.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, keep it a secret. We'll I think that's what it is. But then am I joshing and sending you down a
probably
wrong track?
Probably. Yeah. You tend to do that a lot.
Yeah. But I thought it'd be good to have a surprise and not know what we're actually doing. So
you know I don't like surprises, Mr. Lee. I don't like your surprises because you build me up and then you let me down. So So but anyway, we'll wait for Wednesday for that. But if you want to be a talking flickster and you want to get involved and with some great movies coming up, and even for the start of we're looking at 2025 now, aren't we, Mr. Lee? We're already starting to look ahead to next year. Now is the time to get involved. Mr. Lee, it's so easy to do, isn't it?
It certainly is. All you do is go to theforum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on Talking Flicks banner, and then you'll see just underneath the banner if you want to become part of the podcast. Click on there, answer a few questions about what's your name, what type of movies you like, whether it's drama, because as we keep saying, you know, we don't want to send you to a horror if you don't like horrors, because I know you won't enjoy it.
I do. Personally do.
You do.
Mr. Lee's quite nice. I would love to send someone off to see a horror movie when they don't like horror movies, because that's just me.
Yes.
But
I'm too nice.
And I don't have the credit card. So it's over to Mr.
Correct.
Lee. It's his baby. So get involved with that and get set for some big movies in 2025. Mr. Lee, it's time to go. We're done. So
I cannot believe it goes so quick, doesn't it?
We need to
go. It just goes so quick.
Just go on.
We do?
Go on
Why?
For too long.
Why? Because why do we have to go?
It's time to go. We've got people to see and places to be and all that sort of stuff, you know. As sad as it is, we do have to go. We do have to thank, though, our sponsors, Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth and the Odeon 5 Cinema in Orange. And we should also take this time to give our Facebook page a plug to Talk and Flicks on Facebook.
We should do it. So, do you think we should do it now or after?
Yeah. Do you want to do it now? Do you want to give it a plug?
Yeah, I think we should. So just go to Facebook. And search for Talking Flicks.
Jeez, that was so original.
Yeah, which is what you did anyway. You did
so
the same thing,
original. So. Wow. Can't believe we wasted our time on that. Well, look, everyone, have a lovely week. What are you up to, Mr. Lee? You're doing Christmassy stuff this weekend. Well, you had Christmas parties and stuff to go to, didn't you?
Yeah, I had Christmas parties. Yeah, so tonight I've got one. But I'm not actually doing too much this weekend. How about yourself? What are you up to?
Christmas party, work Christmas party this weekend. Yeah.
Work Christmas party?
Yeah.
Well, hey, come on. Where's my
invite? No. They actually care and they gave me an invite, unlike you. So I'll be going to that. And, I won't be answering your messages while I'm there. So have a lovely weekend, Mr. Lee.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
We'll catch you on Wednesday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.